WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. During the 1980s, Australia was producing some very interesting bands, but so was New Zealand, where a label called Flying Nun seemed to have a monopoly on the best bands in the country. One of their big names was The Chills, and now there's a newly released overview of their early years called The Chills, Kaleidoscope World. Rock historian Ed Ward has their story.
In the 1970s, Martin Phillips had a band in Dunedin called The Same, and talked some of its members into joining him in a new group that would feature his own songs. After working for a while as Snapper, they were discovered by Flying Nun and included on a compilation of the Dunedin sound, along with Sneaky Feelings, The Stones, no, not those Stones, and The Verlaines. In 1982, they put out a single of Rolling Moon, although the fan favorite and the song that made their reputation was Kaleidoscope World.
And we were floating in a space capsule. I look at you, and perhaps you smile at me. Love in my kaleidoscope world. The stars and planets just align on fire. Congregation like a white god's eyes. We smile and mock, loving our
This was the kind of jaunty pop, sometimes seasoned with a little punk, that was the kind of thing the Dunedin bands were doing. But in 1982, Phillips woke up from a dream with a song in his head that was unlike anything they or anybody else had done. Creepy, compelling, and panicked, Pink Frost is the band's best-known song and really needs to be heard in full for the effect to sink in. The anguish of the singer's character as he watches his girlfriend die is very real. Somebody did in fact die, but not until after it was recorded. Martin Bull, the Chills' drummer, had played on Pink Frost, but in the summer of 1982 was diagnosed with leukemia and, after several remissions, finally died a year later. Phillips wrote a tribute to him, but didn't record it right away.
A women with a jacket like a great big hug, radiating charm, a living cloak of luck. It's the only current link with an absent friend, a symbol I can wear till we meet again. Or it's a weight around my neck while the owner's free, both protector and reminder of mortality. To curse a cashier.
I Love My Leather Jacket is a wonderful song. Bull actually did leave his jacket to Phillips in his will, but the Chills had other things on their mind for their third single. New Zealand was apparently having the bad economic times that Great Britain was, and the punning title of Doldrums underscores the lyrics. Towards the end of the song, the band listlessly repeats, "The benefits come and life goes on." By this time, Flying Nun had opened an office in the UK, and a changing lineup of Chills recorded and toured throughout the late 80s. By 1990, they were well enough known in the United States to get picked up by Slash Records, which released an album, Submarine Bells, that had a single on it that got a lot of radio play. It was what it said on the label, a heavenly pop hit. Chills continue to this very day. They put out an album in 2015, and they're basically whoever Martin Phillips says they are, making off-center, oddly eccentric pop music. Long may they chill.
Ed Ward is the author of the forthcoming book, The History of Rock and Roll, Volume 1, 1920 to 1963. He played music from The Chills' Kaleidoscope World.